Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am here to have the show Tuesday Tip, episode number 32 with you. Every week I give a Tuesday tip regarding some type of business principle, and I base that off of a word, and that word is an acronym. So today, in honor of school starting next week, I cannot believe that the summers went this fast, but I picked the word school. Because here's what I believe, truly believe, that we all have to know that school is never out for the pro. We can never just agree to just be in to not learn anymore. Our learning is just so clear that we have to always increase our knowledge in order to get ahead in life. So with that being said, this week's word is school. The S stands for serve. And I want you to really believe that you need to be serving people on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And the way that you do that is you're always, always in the arena where you can help someone. Always know that that help can go out in many different ways. I truly believe that this radio show is a help to so many people that listen to me and just glean my advice and whatnot. And I try to always be of service to others by giving as much advice and information as I possibly can and just really being of service to others. So I encourage you to be of service at all times. The C for school stands for communicate. You have to learn how to communicate your wants, needs, and desires. But number two, communicate what you provide to others. You see, many times people are looking for stuff, but you may not have communicated it clearly on what you provide and how you provide it. So communication is key to really go forth in life and really get ahead. The H for school stands for happy, and I am at a point in my life where I need to be happy with everything that I'm doing. So interesting, many times we find ourselves not happy with our decisions, not happy with our former choices, just not happy with a number of things. So I tell people, if you could do anything in life, be happy. Be happy with what you're doing. Be happy with who you're serving. Just be happy with everything that you have going on. And when you're happy, guess what happens? You begin to work at a whole different level. You begin to provide services at a whole different level. Because when you're truly happy, the real you will come forth. The real you will be seen by others. And you can really effectively, you know, share who you are. You can effectively show up for who you are in the world. So super, super duper important to be happy with everything that you have going on and everything that you are. So important that we do that at all times. So with that being said, that's C-H. The O, first O, stands for observe. So important that you observe what's going on, not only in your life, but in the lives of others. I know many times we have friends and loved ones that need things, and they may be the type of people that don't want to specifically ask for those things, you know. I just know that sometimes people need a little bit of assistance or a little bit of help in the terms of knowledge, and sometimes they need physical help in terms of money or you know, anything that we might have. So be observant. Know what's going on around you. Know what people need. Know how you can serve people. So I just want you to be observant of the things that are going on around you. The next O stands for opportunities. And I will tell you, all my life I have believed that opportunities are right around the corner for you, and opportunities are everywhere. But what I have found is opportunity may be there, but we may not be looking for the opportunity. And I want you to hear my heart on that one. That's something that is so near and dear to me, because what I found is if we're not looking for the opportunity, even though the opportunity can be right there in front of us, we will never take it because we're not looking. We don't have our mind and our thoughts open to what could happen for us. We're only thinking about what's going wrong. So I just encourage you now, as you look at the opportunities that are going on in your life, just know that they are available and open for you. And you can have those opportunities if you indeed take those opportunities. Don't be a person that says nothing good ever happens to me when good things are happening everywhere. You're just choosing not to get up and accept those good things. So I just encourage you to get out the door and speak with people. Know that opportunities are everywhere. And we've just got to go to work, and we've just got to do it. So that's what I want to say more than anything about opportunity, because I know I've been presented a number of neat things in my life, and many times I wasn't looking for them. And, you know, if you're not looking, you don't accept them, you don't take them. So just know that opportunities are there, and we just got to go and take them. The L for school stands for learning. And just like school, we need to always be in an opportunity, always be in a position where we're learning every day. I know for me, it has been some challenges that have happened, especially in the last couple of months in my life. And I am actively seeking, trying to learn as much as I can to flip the corner, to change some things in my life, to change some things in my business, to change some things totally. So I just want you to be about learning and just be about changing your life and changing some things so you can see the good in everything. So I just encourage you to do that. So in conclusion, this week's word is school. And school is awesome because it's starting back on Monday for a lot of children. Some children actually have already started, so that's kind of exciting as well. But school is our word this week. And those letters, let me go over them real quick. The S stands for serve. I want you to serve those that you meet, those that you're around. The C stands for communicate. I want you to communicate your needs, your wants, and your desires. The H stands for happy. I want you to do those things that make you happy, that bring you joy, because, you know, life is short, and when we don't do the things that bring us joy, we spend time just really not happy, just really in a place where we're not helping others, we're not serving others, and just really not doing any good, to be honest with you. The O stands for observe. Take time to observe what's going on around you at all times. The O stands for opportunities. You have opportunities to do some great things. Do those things. Take advantage of the opportunities that are around you. And the L stands for learning. Always be learning new ideas, new concepts, new things. Just always be in a state of learning. So this has been Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, with the Tuesday Tip, episode number 32. So excited to have 32 weeks of tips that I provided to you guys. So, with that being said, have a wonderful week, and I'll talk with you soon. Bye-bye.